Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is myself. Is nobody. Nobody but myself. Solo update this morning. It's always fun. Always fun. Just hanging out with the chat. So make sure, if you are joining me today, to hang out in the chat. You can go to YouTube or Twitch. Hang out there. Periscope as well should maybe theoretically work. But hang out with me, ask me questions. We'll chat. We'll have some fun. Maybe Brent will pop in at some point. Who knows? We'll do some things and we'll have some fun. So let's talk about it. I'm here to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds, and we got some stuff to talk about. We do. Yesterday, we had the. I talked to you yesterday about Sam and Scotty and how they had come up with this pitch to go, okay, we need to try and convince Fessy to nominate Haley as the replacement nominee now that Brett has won the veto and Brett is going to use the veto on himself, and now they're trying to get Haley up on the block. So I was wondering what's going to happen. Are they actually going to make this pitch tomorrow? And they did right away, early in the morning. Sam goes to Fessy and is going to try to pitch to him. Hey, Fessy, you need to put Haley up on the block as the replacement nominee. She says, look, Haley, she's always bossing you around. She was part of the Girls Alliance thing. You need to put Haley up on the block. If you did it, it would be a legendary move. You'd be saving my life because if you do this, I'll quit smoking. I'll quit smoking and you'll save my life by doing this because I'll no longer be smoking and I'll be healthier and I won't die. So, this is the most absurd pitch I have ever heard. This idea that, no, if you do this for me, then I will make a healthier choice in my life. And then you can feel good about that. Makes no sense. She also says, again, Haley, she talks the most. She contributes the least. I still don't really understand what this means. She says, Haley, she's going to throw you away like a used tissue. And, poor Fessy probably has used a lot of tissues in this house. 60 days. She really tries hard. She wants him to, she wants him to pinky promise. She says, look, you know, pinky promise that you'll do this. I want you to promise me that you're going to put Haley up on the block. And, Fessy is just like, maybe I'll think about it. Like, I don't know. Why are you pressuring me into doing this? I don't understand what's happening here. And Sam is just not letting it go. She's going to talk to him later in the day as well about this. She really, really feels like she can genuinely do this. She thinks that she can get Haley up on the block. She's going to hug Fessy at one point, and Fessy is just giving a look like he's very confused, very disturbed by this whole situation. And that's basically going to be the response of Fessy throughout the day, because after he gets done with Sam, he goes and he talks to Scotty, and he's like, okay, Scotty, that was such a weird, bizarre experience. Let me talk to Scotty and just like talk to him about the decision this week and like what's been going on. And he starts talking to Scotty, and then Scotty starts saying, I understand, Fessy, but here's what you should do. You should put Haley on the block as the replacement nominee. And Fessy's just like, what is happening? What? Did I just wake up in Wonderland? What is happening? Why is everyone telling me I should put my beloved on the block? And he's just like, this is just very strange. Very strange for poor Fessy. He can't handle all this confusion. Scotty says, look, you need to put up the person that has been playing us both, because she's Caitlin 2.0. Caitlin 2.0. Instead of you and Tyler, now it's you and me. She's been playing us both against each other. You got to put her on the block. You got to do it. We got to cut this off before we got to do what we did to Caitlin. And Fessy is just like, what is my life right now? He can't handle it. Scotty is then going to go off to Tyler, Angela, and Casey. He says, my revenge plan is in the works. We're getting Caitlin 2.0 out of the house. I've got a big veto speech planned. Yeah, it's all going to work out. I'm going to go at Haley. It's going to be great. We're going to really get her out of the house. And Tyler and Angela are just like, what? That's not going to work. What are you talking about? He's like, no, don't worry about it. It's worth a shot. We can do this. And so there you go. The plan is in the works. That's Scotty's plan. He's trying to get Haley up on the block with an assist from Sam. And he's calling Haley Caitlin 2.0. This is all going to blow up later in the day, as you can imagine. In the meantime, we picked the have-nots. JC, Sam, and Tyler become the have-nots. Notably, Haley was supposed to be one, but obviously there's no chance in hell Fessy was going to choose Haley to be a have-not and not get to have her up in his HOH bed. So that was never going to happen. Tyler becoming a have-not, probably a good thing for his game, even though he did mourn the loss of his cuddle time with Angela. They even like swapped pillows so they could smell each other. They're really, really progressing there. Yeah. So Tyler and Angela, they will be separated, but they're still sneaking cuddles in. This is a good thing, you guys. You should be happy that you've been forced to separate. But they can't stay away from each other. They're really into it. So they do talk about this whole plan of Scotty's, this plan to get Haley up on the block. And they're like, this obviously is not going to work, right? But I guess if it did work, what would we do if Haley, like, if all of a sudden we've got an embarrassment of riches and it's the six of us versus the three of them and one of them won HOH and then the other two ended up on the block, what do we do then? I guess we would still vote Scotty out, right? Yeah, he's the bigger threat. Haley would be pissed at Fessy for putting her on the block. I guess that's what we would do. I got both of the things that I wanted for Christmas, I guess, and now I have to choose one. I don't know what's going on in this situation. Fessy has been hinting to Haley, like, Haley, Just you wait. The pitches I'm receiving today. And Haley's like, what? What's happening? What are you talking about? And so Fessy is eventually able to tell Haley, look, Scotty has been pitching for you to go up on the block, and he's been calling you Caitlin 2.0. And Sam was trying to get you on the block. Scotty has really, really turned on you here. I apologize, but this is not looking good. Haley is very upset about this. Caitlin 2.0, are you serious? I'm playing him? What? What are you talking about? I'm not into this. Fessy's like, he's a little smug here. Like, wow, he's just doing whatever he can to stay. What did you expect? You're the one that trusted him. And Haley is going to go down and cry to Tyler, Angela, and Casey. They're comforting her. She feels very hurt, very betrayed by Scotty. She doesn't understand why he would say these things about her. Which, like, to be fair, you, again, were just party to putting him on the block. Pretty reasonable for him to think that you were playing him. But nevertheless, she does feel a strong connection with him, and she feels very betrayed and very hurt that he would say these things about her. So she has this very genuine emotional moment here. She feels betrayed. Yes, he was right. She feels betrayed, huh? Why does she go cry to them? I think because Fessy was a little too smug about it. I think she knew that Fessy felt a little bit like vindicated. I knew Scotty was bad news. And so she needed to go find people that weren't gonna feel that way when she cried to them. Amber says maybe she just wanted to be alone and they happened to be there as well. That's another bit of it there as well. Crying right into the arms of the enemies, Nikki says. Yeah. Yep. Rachel voice. What's wrong with Scotty? Just wait. Find out what's wrong with Scotty, because he's got some interesting explanations for all of this. We then had Haley, Tyler, Angela, and Fessy. They finally all come together and start talking about their final four deal. After Haley has calmed down, the tears are gone, they all go up into the HOH room and they start talking about, all right, we've been dancing around this for a few days. Let's do this. Let's make a final four deal. Let's work together. We'll take out all these middle people. We've won all the competitions. We should do this. This is what we should be doing. Fessy says, look, I think I should nominate Casey. She handled the block so smoothly last time. This is Operation Double Date, as Stack says in the chat. Fessy, he really wants to get the couples together. This took a very long time, and Tyler and Angela are just completely giving Haley and Fessy whatever they want. It's a lot of Fessy and Haley talking at Tyler and Angela, who are just like, yep, mm-hmm, yeah, definitely, oh, totally, definitely, yep, mm-hmm, oh, yeah, for sure, yep, definitely gonna do that, for hours. That was the conversation, which is, again, just like these people, they just talk way too much. So they're talking about this. Casey's probably going to go up on the block as the replacement to ensure that Scotty goes home. They all agree that Scotty is the one that they want to leave. He's very sketchy. They talk about all of the sketchy things that he's done. The swaggy vote, the Brett vote, which was probably him, the rock star vote, which was probably him, claiming that Haley's playing him now. All of this stuff, everything is Scotty's fault. Yes, definitely. That's what's going on. And they also talk about, like, oh, and now he's like making up schemes with Sam from the night before and like going through all these crazy schemes and nonsense. Sam is being so weird. She pitched that Haley should go on the block, and she's saying she's going to quit smoking if they do that. It's all this. They're very weirded out by Sam, and they're like, this plays into Tyler and Angela's hands exactly. Sam should be their next target. Brett is somebody that they need to be wary of because he's one of these middle players, and they're going to move forward together. There you go. It's just it's as if Tyler needed more power in this game. He's got the trust of Fessy and Haley for now. So this Final Four deal is solidified, as about as solidified as you can get when it's completely fabricated. And that's what they do. So then Haley is finally going to go and talk to Scotty and get a sense of, like, okay, what's going on? What's going on, Scotty? What is all this about? And Scotty says, okay, you're going to hate me, but I've set a plan into motion. It's all to help you, Haley. I'm distancing myself from you so that other people will trust you more when I leave, so that they feel like, Scotty hated Haley and now Haley's not associated with me. I know that I'm going to leave. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to help you stay in this game because you're the only thing I care about. In case your BS meter is as off as Haley's was throughout the day, this is complete BS from Scotty. This is Scotty. He tried to do something and it very clearly failed. Because obviously when he sees Haley crying after he pitches to Fessy and then Haley comes up to him and says, what's going on? He's like, well, that didn't work. Fessy went right to Haley. So now he's trying to explain this away. And don't get me wrong. He does still completely have feelings for Haley. But like, you have to approach this from Scotty's mind. He is very emotionally involved with Haley and also very strategically aware of the game, right? So he tried to make this, he felt betrayed by Haley. He felt like I've been played by Haley. She is Caitlyn 2.0. He tries to pitch this. He tries to get Haley up on the block to make himself stay. It doesn't work. Then he sees Haley upset. He sees Haley crying. He regrets his decision. He regrets his decision both strategically and emotionally, because strategically it didn't work and emotionally he feels very guilty for making Haley cry. He's in love with her. So he goes to Haley. He says, that wasn't what I meant to do. This was all a ploy to help you. And I just want to do whatever I can to help you stay. And he's trying to do whatever he can to save face with her. And it's actually kind of working. She actually buys it a little bit. She's like, she doesn't understand because it's nonsense, but she, like, the genuine feeling of remorse and of, like, I want to actually help you in this game. She feels that because it is genuine, because he does genuinely feel that way. But the actual words he's saying make zero sense. So it's like, well, I'm feeling the remorse. I'm feeling the care that you have for me, but you're speaking gibberish and I don't understand what you're saying, Scotty. And he's like, just don't worry about it. But the point is that I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you in this game. And I'm sorry that you don't understand. And she's like, well, I heard you were going to make some speech about me in the video. He's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'll just say nothing. Or you know what? I will go up there and I will apologize. I will apologize in my speech. I will stop doing all this. I never wanted to upset you. And she says, you don't have to apologize to me. And this becomes a very emotional moment for Scotty. Oh, you're so good to me. You're so wonderful to me, Haley, and I don't deserve it. And Haley's like, well, we're friends. We're friends, Scotty. And he's like, yeah, friends. Yep. Scotty's having a bad time. Scotty's having a bad time. This part of this plan too is that he feels like the retroactive plan is, now that he's tried this and it's failed, he knows that Sam tried it as well, and so he's like, okay, well, now, okay, no, the plan is to get Sam out. We're going to get Sam out of this house because, you know, I let Sam pitch something I knew would never work. And now Fessy can be mad at Sam and we'll get Sam out of the house, which, again, is some impressive, like, retroactive, you know, pedaling backwards. Right. But it's something, right? It's something. Haley is going to talk to Casey afterward. Casey says, like, I'm probably going to be the replacement, right? Like, I guess I get it. Haley assures Casey that she has her vote. Haley wishes that she had not let Rockstar run her HOH last week. She should have just put up Sam. Should have just put up Sam. Sam's trying to get her on the block now. And, that's what she should have done last week. Sam would have gone home, not Rockstar. It's all Rockstar's fault. She also tells Casey about Scotty's whole weird thing. She still doesn't understand it. But then she goes to talk to Fessy. She tells Fessy about Scotty's weird thing about like, hey, he's doing this to distance himself from me, I guess, and help me, I think. And Fessy's like, what nonsense. You don't believe that, do you? Come on. You don't
believe that, right? You don't believe that, right?
And Haley's like, well, so what if I did? Like, what?
He's like, oh, come on. You really believe him? Come on.
And she's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who cares if I believe it or not? He's going home. I'm going to vote him out.
So you got to vote him out.
It's like, of course, don't say that to me. I'm going to vote him out. Fessy feels very much, he does not want Haley to be believing Scotty when Scotty says this. It's ruining his smugness. It's really ruining it. She says, it doesn't matter what she believes. So then Scotty is going to come up to Fessy and pitch to Fessy, because Fessy now needs to understand, like, you came to me earlier in the day. You were trying to pitch for Haley to go up on the block. You were calling her Caitlyn 2.0. What is going on here, Scotty? And Scotty says, no, that was all a ploy. It was all a ploy to get Sam to do that so that you could see who Sam really is. And you'd better not put Haley up on the block. I would murder you if you put Haley up on the block. I would murder you. You need Sam to go up on the block. Sam is the person that you should be worried about. Sam is coming for Haley. You know that Haley wants Sam out, so you should put Sam up on the block. She just tried to get you to put your best friend up on the block. Why is she trying to put Haley up on the block? She's the worst. I'm gonna go at her in my veto speech. I'm gonna go at him, go at her. Look, and Fessy's just like, why did you pitch for Haley to go up on the block? He was like, it was all ploy. Listen, I have never had feelings for anyone before, but I do for Haley, and I don't know how to handle them. And I would literally do anything for her. And that's good for you, because I will do whatever she says. I will do whatever she tells me to do. And Fessy's like, okay, I mean, that confirms a lot that I've been feeling. And if you genuinely would do anything that she says, like, that would be good for me, because she could just control you. And like, Fessy essentially finally starting to learn what the truth was before he put Scotty up on the block, right? Like, he's like, okay, so if Scotty is in love with Haley, and Scotty will do anything Haley says, and Haley's with me, then, like, we're kind of like three people working together? If that were true, Scotty, I'm trying to wrap my mind around this a bit. He said those words. I need to really wrap my mind around this. Then it would be us three, and then we could work together moving forward. So he's finally figuring it out a little bit. Okay. Scotty's getting through to him here with this kind of crazy rhetoric here. And so he's like, yes. And so if you get Sam up on the block And then we send Sam home. Then I am going to be going after Brett next week to finish them off. Brett is the liar. He is the one. He did not vote to keep Rockstar. I voted to keep Rockstar. So Fess, if you voted to keep Rockstar, then we take out, hey, we take out Sam, and then you, we go after Brett next week, and the three of us are working together. I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Can you go get Haley? Can I talk to Haley about this? And so this is working. So Scotty is getting through to Fessy here. And all he needs to do is get Haley up there to kind of seal the deal here. And he might have a ball game here. And this to me, just like, it makes me sad because, man, like, this is kind of what Scotty could have been in this game. Scotty had so much potential, and we've seen it all season long. He's been up and down and up and down on the stock watch. He knows the game. He knows how to play this. I love what Scotty's doing here. I know it's all over the place, but I love what he's doing between, like, pitching hard for Haley to go up on the block, which is crazy, and then backtracking and getting out of it, recognizing it wasn't working, and going at a different angle that opened up because of the initial pitch. And now he's trying to get Sam up on the block, which is very possible to do. And hell, he's definitely not going to get the votes to stay over Sam, even if this works. Even if Fessy does put up Sam, he thinks, okay, then I'd have Haley's vote, I'd have Tyler's vote, and then I could try and get Tyler to get another vote for me to stay. Would never work. Tyler obviously is not actually going to vote to keep Scotty. Scotty would still go home, even if Sam was sitting next to him. But still, it's something, right? And you know what? If Sam was on the block, there's a chance she would just self-evict or do something crazy to end up going home. Like, you know, there's always something there. But I like that Scotty is trying, and I like that he has it in him to do this stuff. And I feel like he has the potential to be a very good player. The problem is that he fell in love with stupid Haley, and it's totally ruined his game all season long. He even admits to Fessy in this conversation, you know, yeah, like, I admit it. Like, I got really lazy with all of my other relationships when I really fell for Haley. Like, I fell hard for her, and I've just focused all of my attention on her, and I let everything else kind of go by the wayside. And it's just like, it's so disappointing when you see this, right? Like, I felt similarly to, like, Swaggy when he was, like, focused so intensely on Bailey, and it's just like, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, like, maybe you had potential in the game, but we'll never know because you spent all your time focused on Bailey. And now Scotty, the same thing all season long, or at least for half of the season, has been so focused on Haley, doing whatever Haley wants. He was in such a good spot. But he clearly has potential because we're seeing this. Like, this is a decent pitch. And he really has Fessy convinced. All Fessy needs to do is talk to Haley and lock this in, and he's convinced Fessy, which is pretty good, right? Like, at least on the level of, you know, close to, you know, the JCs and the Tylers and the Bretts of the world here. But you know, you let the emotions get to you, and that's what happened with Scotty over the course of the game. And yeah, people in the chat, like, hopefully this is not going to be Tyler's downfall as well. Certainly could be. He's been a little less active in the game, not nearly to the extent that Scotty was, of course, though. And he's still talking about, like, oh, I'm totally going to cut Angela. So I'm not nearly as concerned with Tyler, but it's definitely a concern. Showmances are fine in the house as long as they don't distract you from actually playing the game. And that's what happens with a lot of showmances. And the showmances that are successful are the ones that play the game hard together, as opposed to just focusing on each other and you know, losing sight of what they're doing in the game. So Scotty has Fessy convinced. Go get Haley. Scotty then has a bit of a mistake here. When he goes to get Haley, he, like, screams it across the house. Haley, Fessy wants to see you. And so everyone is like, whoa, why is Scotty calling Haley to go see Fessy? This is not good. We don't like this. And Casey is able to actually get in there before Haley and slide in there before Haley is able to get in there and lock this whole thing in with Fessy. So Casey goes and talks to Fessy, and Fessy lets Casey know, yeah, Scotty was just pitching me this thing that maybe we should put Sam up on the block. And I'm kind of thinking like maybe that's a good idea. And Casey's like, nah, that's not a good idea. I wouldn't vote Sam. I'd still vote Scotty out. He's so sketchy. Are you kidding me? All of the things that he's done. Why would we ever trust him? And Fessy's like, maybe you'd still vote Scotty out over Sam. And she's like, yeah. And he was like, even if that means that you would go on the block if I didn't put Sam up. And she's like, well, I mean, you can still put Sam up as the pawn. He's like, no, I'd probably still put you up, though, if Scotty was the target. And she's like, ah, I should have just said, yeah. But she's like, you know, I mean, look, if I need to take one for the team, that's fine. But look, if we do this, I want your trust moving forward. If I do this for you, if I allow myself to go up on the block, then I don't want you coming after me in the future. We need to have some kind of arrangement. And Fessy's like, okay, yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's so, the Casey solidified is going to go up on the block. Fessy says, you know, man, He talked to me for like an hour and I was feeling very confident. I trusted him. I was going to do what he was going to say. Man, he's that's really dangerous. And this took me back. What irony. What beautiful, delicious irony that Fessy in this moment is talking about Scotty in the same way that Scotty talked about Brett in week 2. Week 3, when Brett talked to Scotty, and after Brett left, Scotty was like, oh, he's so charismatic. I can't believe him. He's so dangerous. I was completely believing every word he was saying. And now Scotty is that person. What a transformation. Scotty is that person to Fessy. After Scotty leaves, Fessy's talking to Casey, and he's like, oh, Scotty's so dangerous. I can't believe he did that to me. He had me so convinced. We need to get him out. This is the beauty you get in Big Brother that you just don't get on scripted shows. It's true. All right. Casey talks to Tyler after all of this. She tells Tyler everything that happened. Scotty's explanation, her going up on the block, the pitches, the Sam thing. She says, hey, Scotty completely had Fessy convinced to do this. And Tyler's like, oh, that's scary. Like, this dude, he's dangerous. So this makes Tyler feel like, okay, all right, what I need to do then is I need to convince Scotty that he has my vote to keep him as docile as possible here. So that if he thinks he has my vote, that's one less vote he is trying to campaign for, because he's clearly going to be halfway decent at campaigning and he's going to be throwing out a lot of crap and we want to keep him as calm as possible. So Tyler is going to pretend to Scotty that Scotty has his vote. Now, I think Tyler has to be a little careful of this because we're in jury. Scotty is somebody who I think could be very influential in the jury house. He has the most amount of knowledge on the Faute side of things, and he is the biggest fan, and he's probably going to be very vocal in the jury house. Obviously, I think when it comes down to it, he'll do whatever Haley says if Haley feels very strongly. But I think that Haley's opinion even would be informed a lot by how Scotty feels and what kind of information Scotty gives her. So if Scotty feels super betrayed by Tyler for no good reason, then that would be very bad for Tyler. There's no good, like, you should not be trying to piss people off in a spot where you don't need to piss them off. So I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with pretending to Scotty that Tyler is going to vote to keep Scotty, as long as Tyler is able to pull it off in a way where when Scotty leaves the house, he feels like, oh, Tyler, you got me. Good one. You're such a good player. And not like, oh, why would you do that to me, Tyler? Like, why would you? I was already out of the house. You know, why would you pretend that you had that I had my that I had your vote when you didn't need to? So I don't think it's a huge concern. I don't think that Scotty will be that emotional a juror, especially because he still thinks that Tyler is his best friend, even though he thinks that Tyler is going to vote him out. So just something to pay attention to as the week goes forward. Jury management definitely becomes important as we go along here. Stacked seems very insistent that I say Faute is their own worst enemy. Shouldn't it stand for F ourselves up to the end? There you go. Lots of people have been coming up with lots of Faute explanations here, or whatever it is, the words for the acronym, and they're all great. It's the beauty of Faute. Yes, Operation Scotty is my best friend. Truly, one of the most influential strategies this entire season is Tyler literally manifesting a relationship with Scotty just by saying it. Scotty's my best friend. Now, a month later, Scotty is saying, Tyler's my best friend, even though there's no reason to think that. And not only is there no reason to think that, but Scotty blames himself for not being closer to Tyler. Scotty feels like it's his fault. He drifted away from Tyler because he was so focused on you know, his relationship with Haley that he drifted away. And it's his fault that they're not close anymore. It's like, you were never close. He literally just said the words. He never meant them. Oh man, what a season. So then Tyler has a conversation with JC, which is a very interesting one. We're getting into we're starting to plan the next stages of the game. JC is telling Tyler, hey, I'm concerned for you, Tyler, because Fessy and Haley have been talking a lot about you and Angela and how you guys are a pair, maybe a showmance, and that's dangerous. It's putting a target on your back, potentially. Tyler's like, oh, that's why Fessy wants an alliance with me and Angela. He's making a final four with us. It's Operation Double Date. Tyler uses the line that that he has so enjoyed at this point using. Well, it's a good thing if people see me and Angela as a pair, because that means that they're not going to put me and you up, JC. They're going to put me and Angela up. And JC is like, yeah, but I don't know if I could get the votes for you to stay over Angela at this point. Like, that's a little, it's a bit dangerous. And Tyler said, well, don't worry about it. I would never choose Angela over you. Not in a million years. Do not worry about that. Again, they need to be careful with that cuddling, because Tyler's entire game hinges on the fact that people think that he will take them over Angela, and they're all starting to worry about Angela. And the more they see Tyler and Angela cuddling, the less they're going to believe that Tyler would actually choose them over Angela. So be very careful, Tyler. Tyler says, how would you feel about this, JC? And we don't know what Tyler's plans are, but this is the first glimpse that we've gotten into Tyler's true endgame plans. It could be a lie. It could be real. But Tyler is proposing to JC, how would you feel about this, JC? A final four of me, you, Casey, and Angela. And JC's like, I like that. That works. I like that. That works for me. I don't think it really works for JC as much as he thinks it would. But JC, he at least very at the very least, again, says to Tyler that this works for him. I bet you a lot of money that that JC would like to sneak Fessy into that Final Four instead of Angela. I bet that would be JC's ideal Final Four. But I'm guessing that JC would love for, you know, Fessy to be. I think JC is agreeing. Oh, that's a great Final Four. How about the Final Five includes Fessy? And then secretly, I'm going to try and get Angela out. And then sneak Fessy into that Final Four. And that actually would be a decent Final Four for JC if Fessy was involved. Actually, he'd probably want to cycle out Casey. No, Casey's, I don't know. I don't want to get too into the weeds here. Lots of strategic stuff to figure out with these end game plans. But they talk about how Brett is a big threat. And Brett should be the person that they are cautious of in the future. Tyler says to JC, he thinks that once Brett, he feels like Brett is going to. Well, first of all, they're worried about the double a potential double eviction coming up soon. So Tyler says, well, I think Brett would put up Haley and Fessy. I think Haley and Fessy would put up Sam and Brett. I think that Sam would put up Angela and Haley. And then, the rest of us will just do like we're fine. So JC you don't need to worry. I don't think we need to worry. I think we're all good. However, Tyler is concerned that he thinks that once that Brett gets Fessy out, he thinks Brett's going to start coming at me. I'm the next big target after Fessy leaves. So we need to worry about Brett very soon. And I think this is very smart of Tyler because I do think that Brett is his biggest threat. Now, again, he could just be saying this to JC. This is now like the second or third time he has talked to JC about targeting Brett soon. And by soon, I don't mean next week. I mean, in the near future, Brett is the person who needs to go after they take another shot at Fessy and Haley. He's worried that about Brett as a potential competition threat, a potential social threat. And he should be because Brett has been studying his ass off. Brett has this whole apparatus that he uses to study, and he has been studying every night. He studies a lot. I think Brett is going to be a serious contender, especially with Scotty gone, for a lot of these endgame quiz competitions. And that's incredibly dangerous because not only does he know his stuff, but he's also very good physically. I think Brett could be a serious, serious endgame threat. And I don't think anybody realizes how good he could potentially be at these competitions. So I think we're really in for a dogfight here with Tyler and JC and Brett and you know who's gonna strike first and Brett maybe going on some kind of competition run. Brett is a lot more of a threat than he ever was at the start of the game. He's really come into his own here, and so this could get very dangerous for Tyler in this sense as well. So Tyler and JC looking at Brett, they want to pit Brett against Fessy. They want to turn Fessy. They want to try and potentially use Fessy to take Brett out if they need to. If Fessy somehow wins another HOH, or maybe if Haley wins an HOH, they might decide to try to take Brett out. I wouldn't be surprised if, say, Haley won HOH next week, put Brett and Sam on the block, and Tyler decided, you know what, maybe now's the time to cut Brett loose instead of Sam. It's definitely a possibility. So something to look out for. These the plans for the future, everything's kind of coming together, and we're starting to look at what does the Civil War look like, and it looks very interesting. It looks very, very interesting. So lots of stuff going on here, lots of plans for the future, lots of plans for the now. Very, very excited about everything going on. If you have any questions for me, let me know in the chat now so we can start to wrap this up. Mindy wanted to know, would Haley really put Brett on the block? It's possible. There's not a lot of options, right? She wants Sam out of the house, and so she might do like Sam and Casey if she feels like that's what she needs to do to make sure that Sam leaves. It's a possibility. I do think it's a possibility. You never know with these people. They'll do anything at this point. Yes, Haley said Brett was safe with her. It's true, but she may not think that Brett would leave is the problem. Tammy wants to know, should Tyler and Angela throw the next HOH? Yeah, probably. Well, it depends. It depends. They need to, if it's one of those things where it's like, like they can tell who's still in the competition, then maybe they shouldn't. But they obviously wouldn't love to be the people that had to betray Fessy and Haley. Fessy and Haley would be the targets for basically anyone. The only person they need to really worry about winning is Haley, because Haley might go back on their deal, and Sam, because Sam might put Angela on the block. Anyone else would do whatever they wanted. Obviously, their ideal, I think, would be if Brett won, took a shot at Fessy and Haley, and then they could turn around and take Brett out the next week. Question: how is Brett studying? He's got some candies that he keeps locked away that he uses to study the days. Reality Realness wants to know: is there anything Scotty could do to stay? I honestly think that Scotty's a goner at this point. Sam going up and then self-evicting was his best shot, and that does not look like it's going to happen. So, not looking great for Scotty this week. Yes, Sam did. Brett showed Sam his studying device. So Sam knows about it. What is my final three, as in who I want to see in the final three or who I think will be in the final three? If you can specify that. I would love for the final three to be like Tyler, Brett, and JC at this point. That would be a pretty fantastic final three, but I doubt it would happen. Is Haley a jury threat? Yes. If Haley got to the end, she would almost definitely win because lots of Faute members in the jury. She'd get Rockstar for sure, Bailey for sure, Fessy for sure, Scotty for sure. That's four votes. She just needs one more and she wins. So definitely do not want Haley getting to the final two if you have anything to do about it. Question, should Tyler take Sam to the final four, or is she too much of a liability? She is too much of a liability, I think. You never know what she might do, especially in a position where, like, final four, maybe she wins a random veto and then all of a sudden she has the power to take the sole power to evict somebody from the house. You do not want Sam having that power, because she is a wild card. How would a Tyler win compare to the all-time greats? Well, we still have to see how it happens, but certainly up until this point, it's on track to be a top tier win for sure if he manages to pull it out. So who does Tyler have to sit beside to in the final two in order to win? I think Tyler could probably sit beside most people and still win at this point. I think he could beat Brett, Angela, Casey, JC. He might even be able to beat Fessy at this point. He'd beat Sam. He can't beat Haley. That's honestly, that might be it. He probably couldn't beat Scotty, but Scotty's leaving. But again, that could change. Other people could step up. They could go on competition wins. They could win more respect, so on and so forth. So as of right now, I think Tyler is the biggest jury threat. And I think that most people recognize that, which is another problem for his game. Should Tyler drop info to Scotty in his goodbye message despite the chance of a jury buyback? I think he should drop some information to him. I assume that he would assume that they wouldn't show it to him if there was a buyback. So I would do it, but I'm not exactly sure how that works if they get to be like, well, don't show this if there's a buyback, but do show this if there isn't. But if they could do that, then I would say yes, Tyler should drop some info to Scotty. Scotty would definitely appreciate it coming from Tyler. And I think that he would be like, wow, Tyler's so good at this game. So I definitely think that Tyler should drop some info in his goodbye message. How does Sam get targeted and voted out? It could happen next week. There's a lot of people gunning for Sam next week. So I could see Sam leaving next week for sure. It's definitely one of the possibilities, or it could happen in the bit after that. But honestly, the most likely scenario is that Sam is going to be here until like final six, final five, something like that. Sorry, I know. Tyler versus Haley, final two prediction. Well, like I said, Haley would get those four votes, and then let's see, Tyler would probably get the rest. Am I missing somebody? It'd be a close vote. It'd be 5-4 probably. And Tyler might win. Haley might win. You never know. Let's see. Doesn't Julie usually hint about jury buybacks to the evictees? Yes. I don't think there's a jury buyback, but they all think that there will be. Should we sell Tyler stock? Rob said that we should sell Tyler stock. I would not sell Tyler stock personally, but, you know, Rob would, so I don't want to dissuade anybody. But that is not my official advice. I would not sell the Tyler stock quite yet. Why do I think Brett is having bad goodbye messages? Because he's a showman. He is a Dr. Will. Dr. Will did the same thing. Dr. Will spent his final two speech in Big Brother 2 yelling at the jurors and telling them that they didn't like reality, because that's just who he was. And this is just who Brett is. He's a showman. He wants to entertain the people. He said so on the feeds. And so they warned him. They were like, the jury is going to see this. And he was like, screw it. I don't want Rockstar's vote. I want to please the people. Is Sam a liability to Brett's game, or is his game already in trouble? I do think Sam is a liability to Brett's game, actually, because she's still not betraying Tyler, and Sam is not very discreet about her feelings for Brett. So now Sam liking Brett and being loyal to Brett to some extent has put a bigger target on Brett's back, because Tyler found out about it. And I think that it has been a net negative for him so far. You really got to be careful of these wild cards in the house. So got to be careful. Is Tyler forced to use his cloud app next week, like how Sam's was forced? No. Tyler will, if he doesn't have to use the cloud app, he can just choose to never use it, and it will never come up, and nobody will ever know, except for Sam, who still, I think, maybe doesn't believe it. So there you go. Are we ready for Scotty's speech? He might not do something. He might do something. He might decide to not do a big speech on the veto ceremony, or he might decide to really go at Sam in his speech, which would be interesting, to say the least. Will Scotty blow up the Level 6 Alliance during his eviction speech? No, probably not. He doesn't know about the Level 6 Alliance. He thinks that he has an idea that that side is working together in general, but there's nobody that he could even blow it up to. Everyone, you know, he's already talked to everyone about this before, and he already talked about it in front of the whole house after he got nominated. So I would not expect it. And yes, he might also apologize to Haley, but Haley said that he didn't have to. So we might get an interesting veto speech, but we might also not. Brett did have a veto speech planned for Fessy. He was really going to go at Fessy, but he may have calmed that down, because he had a few conversations with Fessy over the course of the day yesterday, where Fessy was like apologizing to him and saying it was never the plan to get you out. So Brett may decide against it, which would be unfortunate, going against his true showman ways. All right. Ashley wants, if Tyler gets evicted, who do we think has the best shot at winning as things stand now? I think it would really change the whole field. So it would be hard to know. Obviously, I think Brett would have a great, Brett's chances would improve dramatically. JC would actually probably his chances might go down because he's so reliant on Tyler right now. We might see somebody like Casey and Angela, like their chances might improve a lot as well. In fact, I think Casey and Angela would benefit greatly, because I think that Tyler would be pulling for them in the jury house, and I think that they would be great like shoo-ins for the end game. So I think actually that that Casey and Angela would stand to benefit the most if Tyler left, which is, you know, of course, ironic, because they're the people who are most loyal to him. All right, that's all I've got for you. Thank you guys for joining me today. Very fun to do the solo update and chat with you guys. Lots to talk about. Of course, The Summer of Stein will be later today. Very much looking forward to that. And of course, the roundtable, the LFC roundtable tomorrow night. We will have the updated Stockwatch and more statistics, and we'll argue. Brent will, you know, I'll troll Brent about how amazing the season is and how he's unable to enjoy it because of his bitterness. And we'll have some fun. It'll be a lot of fun. I will also join you tomorrow morning to update on everything that happens today on the feeds. And yes, of course, you can check me out on Twitch, Taren Armstrong. We have a lot of fun on there, hanging out, watching the feeds, or playing games, whatever we want to do. But you can follow me there and just be notified when I go live, in case you're ever curious. Taren Armstrong on Twitch. And I think that's all we've got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Follow me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren, and I will see you next time.